side 115. Research upon the effects of early damage to the central nervous system generally shows a large degree of plasticity, and a one-to-one relationship is not found between specific damages and such complex behavioural patterns as those displayed by the deviant blind child. For the deviant blind, there is clearly not an invariant link between additional damage to the nervous system and their behaviour disturbances. There are, firstly, many deviant blind children who lack such additional damage. Secondly, comparable damage of the nervous system is sometimes present in blind children who develop normally. It might be argued that the neurological damage found in such well-adjusted blind individuals differs in some critical detail from the damage found among those who become deviant. Such a possibility cannot be precluded, but the statement presupposes knowledge which is lacking today. Furthermore, the fact that similar disturbances are displayed by different categories of blind children